A Ginger's Drunk Opinions is brought to you by Good Pear Days. They mix expertise with personalization to send you great value bottles of wine to your door. Use my code BARREL78009 and get 50% off your first $15 box of wine. You're welcome. Good Pear Days, your mate who's a wine expert.
This is A Ginger's Drunk Opinions.
Cocktails Edition.
Lana Burns, her first paid job. She has no middle name, but if she could choose it, it would be something like Blaze or Killer, giving the illusion that she had street cred. She's a bubbly, gorgeous individual that for a solid year thought the acronym SMH was people really loving Sydney Morning Herald. She has been a voice actor with Scat Management for a year and a half, but has been a voice-free BR for the past 4 years, begging for scraps, as any aspiring creative does when they're building their demo. She tells me that she began voicing because of her absolute fear of attention and horror at hearing the sound of her own voice. I can't relate, I f***ing love myself. No, but really. She just got into voiceovers because she loved developing concepts with her colleagues, constantly pestering the producers to give her a go and perfect her skill. She describes herself as a wallflower, the kind of wallflower that has just dropped 3 tabs, is loud as f*** and demands all the attention. She also hates saying words like February, asterisk, anemone, and rural. Look, I can't say I like saying those words either. You'll know her from Club Med, Pillow Talk, Scratches, and Kayak. Anyway, here's Burnsy.
You made magic. Time to share it.
Where do ideas come from? It's an interesting question.
I'm carried away in an instant. A dazzling hypnotic dance of champagne.
On Triple M Sydney, this is Radio Chaser. Frontier Touring presents You, Me at 6, live in Sydney.
Oh, is that the one in Manly that's famous for its degrees with work experience?
Okay, let's go with the jingle.
Can I be in the jingle?
Triple M Modern Digital. There are girls who spend 3 hours getting ready just to see their own friends. Girls who go to the beach, but they won't go in the water because they don't want to get their hair wet. Girls who actively filter their lives. How they look, what they say, who they appear to be. And then there are girls like me.
Welcome back to A Ginger's Drunk Opinions. I'm your host, Amy. In today's episode, we have Alana Burns.
Hello.
As you heard earlier, Alana Burns is, yes, with Scout Voice Management. I thought I gave you my first, well, your first job, but I'm not sure.
Look,
I
don't know. Are you going to say no? I'm sitting here with you. Of course you did.
Did I? I don't know, because I remember, like, Corner was like, oh, I'm looking for a young, soft female read. And they were like, oh, this girl's new. Why don't you try her? Which, lucky I did, because I tried some new people, like, recently, and they were shit.
Oh, really?
I was like, okay, I trust you. She sounds great.
No, I remember Heidi saying, Amy at Nova is a real big fan of yours. And I was like, oh, good. This is exciting. I hate negative feedback. Don't ever feed that one back to me. Amy from Nova thinks that your voice sounds like shit. She'll never use you. I'm like, oh.
No, it was really nice. And I enjoyed it. And then that sparked a friendship, I thought. Would it be awkward if I said this and you were like, no, I'm so warm-faced. Like, I'm just here because you've paid me to be Amy. I actually haven't.
You haven't. No, this is true friendship.
That's a good one.
Amy.
Yeah, I do. So you've been voicing for 2 years? A year and
just
a bit?
Just under a year and a half.
Well, let's say 2 years.
Nearly two, yeah.
Let's say 2 years.
Yeah.
And I imagine you've, in that short/long 2 years, I imagine you've experienced quite a lot.
Many, many experiences.
Why don't you share some?
Okay. Let me tell you about the time that I was in the voiceover booth. No, I know this sounds really weird, but the client's in the room and there's lots of weird things that I do before. If a client isn't actually in the room, I will do lots of weird things because they can cut that out before they actually send it to the client. But when the client's in the room, it's really hard not to, you know, you get a little bubble in your throat and you just want to burp it out. Or you want to have a big sip of water and go, or go, but before you actually start doing the read. And when the client's in there, you just start getting a little bit uncomfortable and you go, I can't do this in front of the client. I can't do my crazy noise. Can't throw my hands in the air. And I definitely can't fart because it's recorded. And all of a sudden, something which could have been a fantastic read normally becomes this really uncomfortable, very stilted read because you're trying to hold the burp that's inside your throat and the fart that's in your butt. Your arms are pinned to the side of your legs when normally you'd be throwing them around the room to try and get a little bit more energy into it. But no, as soon as the client's in there, I turn into sensible, congested, fart-riddled burns.
Wow. That was a good story. I can't believe that happened to you.
Neither can I. I can think of another story. The best ones are the ones where you walk in and you go, oh, great, it's a 15-second ad. Then I've got another job as well. So I kind of slide the voiceovers in as a second job.
Side hustle.
Moonlighting. Often I will get a very short period of time between work where I can sneak out because there's between half an hour and an hour and maybe an hour and a 15 that you can get away with not being in the office and people not realising that you're there. And I go there and I'm like, yep, 15-second hour, we'll be in, out, we're fine. Then you get in and there's about 8 people from the client there and 2 creative directors and someone down the phone line. And then all of a sudden this 15-second ad that should take
6 minutes.
Yeah, turns into a full-hour job.
Oh, no.
With 700 different variations of the read. But, you know, everyone's happy by the end of it. It is hard when all of a sudden you get a phone call from the boss going, just wondering where you're at. And you're like, I'm just
really?
On my way back from a meeting.
Yeah, but why? Why can't you be out for a 3-hour? Like, what if you were seeing 3 clients? Can you just say that?
Well, yeah.
I know you're lying.
No, well, I'm not a very good liar. I wear it on my face.
Oh, get a new one. Anyway, thank you for joining me. If you guys would like any more content, Alana content, check out where?
You can go to Scout Voice Management.
Or do you have a podcast?
Husbandsearch.com.au. Soon to be podcasting.
Oh, is this your blog?
My blog?
Yeah.
Searching for a husband.
I really enjoyed that. That was funny.
I
had a few cackling moments. I was like, good.
I love it. But I didn't write anything last month because I was too sad because work was too stressful. But this month, I think I'll have to work on a few more. That sounded really depressing. Sure. But I really want to buy a billboard with my face on it. But they are very expensive. So all the jobs are needed.
Anyway, as I said before, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
You can see and hear more of Alana Burns at scout.com.au or check out her blog, Searching for a Husband. It's honestly a lol. Each episode of A Ginger's Drunk Opinions is brought to you by our delicious wine delivery team at Good Pear Days. Matt Clark and Christopher Bilhabib wrote the music you're hearing. What a banger. Jared Cronin double-checked my typos and Matt Clark produced the show. If you like what you heard, remember to share it. Do lots, be lots. I'm out. Bye.